This is Joe Richman, and you're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. At Radio Diaries, we work with people to document their own lives in their own words. Our stories air on NPR and here. You can also listen to all our stories for free at radiodiaries.org. Radio Diaries is a nonprofit organization, and we rely on listeners like you to help us do the work we do. So if you like what you hear, go to our website and click the donate button, radiodiaries.org.
Nelson Mandela was a lawyer, freedom fighter, leader of the African National Congress, and finally, president. Today, producer Joe Richman of Radio Diaries takes us back to the events leading up to Nelson Mandela's 1963 trial for treason and the pivotal moment when he became a worldwide symbol of the struggle for freedom and democracy.
We come from far away places to the golden city. We've left our parents miles and miles away.
My name is Nelson Mandela.
I remember when I arrived in Johannesburg, the fear of the power of the white man inhibited us a great deal. And the government was becoming very tough.
I consider apartheid, that's the separation policy, to be South Africa's last chance to remain a white man's country.
We began to feel that the time had come to actually challenge a power such as the government of South Africa with all its army and police force and jails.
The Governor General has proclaimed a state of emergency in about 80...
It was Sharpeville, Monday, March 21st, 1960. Several hundred natives gathered peaceably to protest the pass laws. Police mounted on tanks opened fire. 69 natives were killed. Some of the dead were children, women, and elderly men.
Demonstrations against the government by Africans continue on an increasing scale, despite the decree of a state of emergency and the arrest of hundreds of leaders of the opposition. The outside world watches and shares the anxiety of a troubled land.
It was felt that somebody should go underground and lead the movement. I accepted the challenge.
My name is Ahmed Kathrada. I was a political activist with Mandela. The circumstances of that period demanded a special type of person. It demanded a person like Mandela. And he carried on his work underground. But one of the things he had is a beard. So it was well known in flyers, on photographs, this man with his beard. It was a very nice little beard. And when he went underground, we thought the first thing he had to do is to shave off his beard. He wouldn't. He just refused. The only disguise he agreed to, he'd put on a cap and he'd wear overalls because now and then he acted as a chauffeur.
I went to see a 42-year-old African lawyer, Nelson Mandela, the most dynamic leader in South Africa today. The police were hunting for him at the time, but African nationalists had arranged for me to meet him at his hideout. This is Mandela's first television interview. I asked him what it was that the African really wanted.
The Africans require the franchise on the basis of one man, one vote. They want political independence.
Now, if Dr. Verwoerd's government doesn't give you the kind of concessions that you want sometime soon, is there any likelihood of violence?
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people. And I think the time has come for...
I have made a statement where I called for armed struggle. Naturally, there was a great deal of resistance, but I believed that the government had left us with no other alternative.
At the end of 1961, the bombing campaign started. Its targets, power supplies, post offices, telephone booths and pass offices. Objects, not people. The aim was to shock the government into negotiating.
We were branded terrorists. by the whole Western world. I mean, they'd have nothing to do with us. Well, as somebody has said, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
As far as the government of South Africa is concerned, the breakdown of law and order in South Africa will not be tolerated under any circumstances whatsoever.
Mandela, he had addressed a meeting in Durban. He was coming back and the police stopped them. And they asked him, what was his name? And he said, David. And they said, you're under arrest, Mr. Mandela.
A remarkable demonstration by a crowd of several hundred outside the courthouse in Pretoria. Nelson Mandela, leader and founder of the sabotage movement Spirit of the Nation and a leading member of African National Congress, accused with the others of plotting sabotage to overthrow the South African government by force.
There were eight of us in the trial. And the first day the lawyer said, chaps, prepare for the worst.
Firstly, the state alleges the planned purpose thereof was to bring about chaos, disorder and turmoil in the battle to be waged against the white man in this country.
They were called terrorists. We knew that there was no hope of getting an acquittal. The question was, what do we do with a trial?
Our approach was one of defiance, because we said, it is the government that is a criminal and that should be standing in the dock to face the trial. We are not guilty.
That, my lord, is the case for the state.
When the defense case started, Mandela, he was going to be the first defense witness. And the prosecution had prepared extensively to cross-examine Mandela and break him down. And they all got a shock when our lawyers announced that Mandela will not give evidence, but he'll make a statement from the dock.
The courtroom was absolutely packed. He stood up and he proceeded to deliver the speech.
I have dedicated my life to this struggle of the African people. I know this sounds revolutionary to the white in this country because the majority of voters will be Africans. This makes the white man fear democracy.
That was a four-hour speech.
And I have fought.
But that last bit where he said, these are the ideals for which I'm prepared to die.
I have checked.
Just that last bit.
I knew what he was going to say because we'd all seen the speech. Everybody had made comments about it. And I knew he was going to say, in effect, hang me if you dare to, Mr. Judge. But only when he said it.
I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons will live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea for which I hope to live for. But my lord, if it needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
There was dead silence. Nobody said anything. Even the judge didn't know what to say. I knew it was a moment of history. He emerged then as a great leader.
As you thought. Very well, the court will adjourn.
The possibility of a death sentence, of course, worried me. And I remember we adjourned for lunch. It was a very hot day, and a friendly African warder asked me the question, Mandela, what do you think is going to happen to you in this case? I said to him, they are going to hang us. Now, I was really expecting some word of encouragement from him. And I thought he was going to say, Manisi, that can never happen. But he became serious. And then he said, I think you're right, they're going to hang you.
The next day, armed police massed in even greater force as Mr. Justice De Wet was passing sentence.
I am by no means convinced that the motive of the accused were as altruistic as they wished the court to believe.
When they said, stand up for your sentence, we thought, well, here it comes.
I have decided not to impose the supreme penalty, which in a case like this would usually be the proper penalty for the crime. That is the only leniency I can show. The sentence in the case of all the accused will be one of life imprisonment.
And we laughed. We turned to each other and laughed. Because we expected to be hanged.
At the back entrance to the Pretoria Court, large crowds gather to watch the accused being driven away to start their life sentences.
There have been growing protests from all over the world today at the sentence of life imprisonment passed in South Africa on Friday on this man, Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela did become the symbol of the struggle for liberation in South Africa. People could identify with Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela the lawyer, Nelson Mandela the hero, Nelson Mandela the handsome man. But it was the response to his Rivonia trial speech, called throughout the world the I Am Prepared to Die speech, which kind of somersaulted him and the African National Congress and the need to put an end to apartheid into the world consciousness.
As we're being flown to Robben Island, one tried to accept the reality that we may in fact spend years in prison. But we believed very strongly that we would not die in jail. We would return. But we stayed there for 27 years.
Nelson Mandela was released from prison in 1990. He served as South Africa's president from 1994 to 1999. The voices you heard today were Nelson Mandela, fellow defendants Ahmed Kathrada and Dennis Goldberg, their lawyer George Bizos, and activist Amina Kachalia. Our story was produced by Joe Richman of Radio Diaries with help from Ben Shapiro and Deborah George. It was adapted from the radio documentary Mandela, An Audio History.
You've been listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. To hear all our stories and find out more about our work, visit radiodiaries.org.